And now, a special message from John Smith.
Ok, je recommence.
Okay.
The 18th century was par excellence, the age of privatization. Not in the modern sense of selling off publicly owned utilities, but in a much more fundamental way. What passed into private ownership was land and bodies. On the first count, countryside that for centuries had been open to all, was fenced off and became the invaluable property of wealthy individuals. As a direct result, the landscape changed dramatically, and so did the lives of millions of people who lived upon it. The appropriation was carried out legally through a series of acts of parliament, but the effect on the rural working class was catastrophic. Families who had depended on access to common ground became landless trespassers. New boundaries, ditches, hedges and walls, not only created a more ordered vision of the countryside, but acted as a visual reminder of the power of landlords to exclude outsiders. What is less frequently remarked upon is the way in which a comparable process of enclosure was acted out in the 18th century on bodies, primarily on women's bodies. The effect was to divide women in two classes. Wives were indubitably the property of their husbands, and unmarried or abandoned women who, not belonging to one master, run the risk of being regarded as the collective property of all. The link between the ownership of land and the ownership of women was not accidental. Just as the wealthy wanted control of vast estates, they also wanted certainty about the sons and heirs who would inherit the property they had gone to so much trouble to secure. At a time when blood tests to establish paternity hadn't yet been dreamt of, this was hardly the easiest goal to achieve. What the ruling elite could do and did with extraordinary thoroughness was to take more effective control of one's body. They did it by outlawing all forms of marriages except one that was formal and indissoluble, except by act of parliament. And they made sure that even this perilous and expensive escape route wasn't open to women.
The Lawrence Russell Show, starring Lawrence Russell.